Following the meeting between former President Jacob Zuma and the ANC's top leadership yesterday, it has now become patently obvious for all to see that the factional battles in the ANC continue to cost South Africa dearly. The meeting, which was ostensibly meant to convince Mr. Zuma to appear before the Zondo Commission, was clearly an utter failure, which confirms that the radical economic transformation faction of the ANC clearly has the upper hand and will continue to allow Mr. Zuma to disregard the constitution as well as the rule of law. It is evident that Mr. Zuma has every intention to disregard the Constitutional Court and the Zondo Commission, and that his party is all too happy to facilitate this indifference for the constitution and the rule of law in South Africa. The governing party is treating its former president with kid gloves. They have clearly demonstrated that there will be no real consequences for Mr. Zuma's disregard of the law from an organizational point of view. The governing party has a specific duty and obligation to draw the line in the sand and distance itself from somebody who defies the very constitution that he took an oath to uphold and to appear before a commission for which he appointed the judge. And yet the ANC continue to choose party factional battles over the best interests of South Africa. This is now a golden opportunity for the reformers within the ANC to break their cover, to come out of hiding and stand firmly on the front line in the defense of constitutionalism, the rule of law and the people of South Africa. Unless those with the interests of the country at heart speak out now and assert themselves, South Africa is going to hurtle back towards the Zuma era, where the selfish interests of the ANC's factional cliques will continue to ravage our country. Now is the time for the reformers to be bold and brave. Should they fail to do so, they too will be complicit in the hollowing out of our constitutional institutions, as has been done by their party over the past decade and over the so-called 9 wasted years that the president has spoken about.